The city council knew Ron Carley was a streetcar fan when they hired him. He actually proposed one in the Virginia county he used to manage. And he believes streetcars can revitalize parts of a city if done right. Tonight, we'll get Carley's take on what right means for Charlotte's streetcar. One thing he's already made clear, the streetcar will not be on the list of projects the city is looking to fund by raising property taxes.
To propose that for the streetcar would violate commitments people believe that they've made to the voters. And so we're looking at alternative funding plans.
He's referring to a divisive debate nearly a decade ago when Charlotte voters approved a special half-cent sales tax to fund a new transit system. That tax was supposed to be enough to build a light rail from north to south, a streetcar east to west, and a commuter rail line to northern Mecklenburg County. But we're not even halfway through the plan, and already the half-cent sales tax is tapped out. That's why the city council started looking at tackling the streetcar piece by raising property taxes instead. The idea was a non-starter for most of the council, including Councilman Michael Barnes, who has some doubts about the new plan Carley will propose tonight. It's likely to entail cobbling together enough existing money in the city's budget to qualify for a matching federal grant.
I think it's problematic because, you know, there are a lot of things that people want us to do and expect us to do from, say, building sidewalks to improving some intersections that we haven't been able to do, even though we apparently have capacity in our budget to do it. And I think that would cause a good bit of concern among the general public.
Barnes says a better alternative is to raise the existing transit sales tax by another half cent. That is among the key preliminary recommendations from a task force of local elected officials trying to solve the city's transit funding quandary. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.